Welcome to the first ever edition of the Sports Bar right here at podomatic.com. If you want to get a hold of us, like me on Facebook at Sports Bar Podcast, or follow me on Twitter at Sport Bar Podcast, all one word. I'll put the links in the description of this edition of the podcast, so you can enjoy that. We got exciting edition of the Sports Bar coming up here today. We will be discussing the NFL week 2 in the books after last night's big game. We'll talk about teams that are in trouble, teams that may be looking good, but is it a mirage for things to come? We don't know. And we will also talk about some baseball, college football, a retirement in Major League Baseball that is kind of going underneath the radar a little bit. So we will discuss that. But we got to start off with what I consider to be our national pastime, and the National Football League. And week 2 ended last night with Monday Night Football, with the Bengals beating the Steelers 20-10. And let me just tell you something, man. The Bengals are for real, and it looks like the Steelers have an identity crisis on their hand. And it might be Big Ben, it might be, you know, just the way that they look. They used to run the ball. Now they cannot run the ball to save their lives. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous the way the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking. And frankly, some of these teams, like the Steelers that are 0-2, another 0-2 teams that are looking absolutely dreadful. And statistically speaking, my New York football Giants, with Eli Manning throwing 4 picks against his brother, who hands down looks like the quarterback of the league right now, man. And that's not really saying much, because Peyton Manning is right now, and throughout his career, has been the quarterback of the National Football League. But if I was a Giants fan, I'd be a little concerned, but not that much, man, because you look at their schedule, they could probably rack off like 5 or 6 more wins in the upcoming weeks. So 0-2, I think that they'll be perfectly fine, but it is troublesome the way that they have been playing. There are different things that look good. Another team that looks somewhat has a little concern to it is the Washington Redskins and RG3, who I don't know if it's the time off. I don't know if he's going to get any better, but it just looks like he is completely lost. In retrospect, I think that he's going to be a little rusty, because he hasn't, these are considered to be really his preseason football right now, is going on right now. So, you know, there are concerns in the NFL. Another team that has kind of had up and down level is the Philadelphia Eagles, who looked absolutely fantastic and was a toast of the NFL week 1. Quarter, half one, but now has kind of hit back to earth, so to speak, in week, second half of week 1 and all of week 2. And that is, Chip Kelly's really going to have to figure out the NFL system, because he's been in the college system and he doesn't really know the rules. Like, he has said that he didn't know that you're supposed to take a timeout when, Michael Vick got injured, and it really did cost them the game. So a team that should be 0-2 really blew it, and that is one of the most intriguing matchups of Week 3 is Kansas City, the Chiefs, coming into Philadelphia. Kansas City is one of these teams that is really, it's kind of like the what I was saying with the Bengals, man. Very, very, very under the radar type of team that has a very, very good head coach now, but I don't know. It looks like they have everything going for them, and they have one of the best home field advantages. I know they're going on the road this week to Philadelphia, but they have one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. Another team that has a great home field advantage is that team from Seattle, the Seahawks, man. That place, and that team is good. Hands down, that team is really, really, really good. So, I was reading this article about the parodies in college football. This I'll segue into college football and how to segue out of the NFL is the basic is how the teams are really the good teams are segregated to the not so good teams. The parity in the NFL is like they're right there. They're really close. Like you look at the Minnesota game and the Minnesota-Chicago game where the Chicago Bears should have just not been losing that game by that much and not had to make a comeback to it. But that's how the NFL is such a parity league, man. And it's so hard to pick games in the NFL prior to college, man. College, you can, you know, have a blowout game, really have the level of competition is really, really, really different in the college game. Like Alabama. Alabama, well, this brings up a good point, man. This actually kind of defeats my point, but I'll debate it to you anyway. Like the Alabama-Texas Tech game that happened on Saturday. Everybody was raving about Alabama's defense, and they gave up 42 points to Texas Tech. You know what the difference is? Is this hurry up spread offense? Nobody on the defensive side of the ball can figure it out. They cannot figure it out for the life of them, man. You just rush up there because the defensive line is having so much trouble getting back up there and being, you can just cram it down their throats, hit them where it hurts, and I just think that, I don't know if it's going to be a fad in the NFL, but I think that it's trending towards the spread offense being the number one trend in professional football and the higher up level of football. I do think that there'll still be a place for pocket quarterbacks like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Peyton Manning. But I think that if this offense, well, we've seen it work in the NFL. And we've seen it work in the college and beyond, but it really makes you think that there is a future for Texas Tech quarterback Johnny Manziel. Speaking of a darling quarterback in college and not so much in the NFL, let's have a Tim Tebow looking. Tim Tebow was cut by the New England Patriots, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are interested because he is from Florida. He went to the University of Florida, and they've always wanted him to be their quarterback. So yesterday, I don't know if you guys have checked this out, and you gotta check out the video, man. I'll try to find it and post it up on my Twitter page and my Facebook page. But they had a rally for him yesterday in Jacksonville at 3:16, because you know that's what he had on his put on his eye block. So they had this rally, and basically like three people showed up. Like, nobody showed up for this rally. He isn't going to be in the league. Nobody wants him. Definitely not this year. I don't even know if anybody... I don't even think he'll be wanted the rest of the... I think he'll be... I know he's in California and the... I know he's in California working on his footwork and working on his passing, but... I just don't see a team taking that risk anymore. I think that I think his time has come and went. I think, you know, he was a flash in the pan. You know, he's one of these great college players that doesn't translate over to the NFL. So sorry. Now we have pennant race baseball I want to talk about, and we have pretty much the AL East is pretty much wrapped up. The wild card is pretty much wrapped up. I think we're going to have Tampa Bay and St. Louis Cardinals. I'm looking up right now. St. Louis Cardinals, Tampa Bay Rays. Red Sox are running away with it. I don't think anybody wants to play the Red Sox. In the NL, it's been pretty much a runaway. The AL East, I think Atlanta's pretty much had it wrapped up since like mid-July. The AL East, the AL West is wrapped up too, with the Athletics pretty much running away with that one as well. Dodgers wrapped up the NL. I think the NL West Central is the best race, I think, with St. Louis and Pittsburgh fighting for that. And but one story that I don't think a lot of people are talking about in Major League Baseball is the report that came out on Sunday, that on Saturday, Todd Helton of the Colorado Rockies announced his retirement from baseball after the 2013 season. Spent 17 years in Colorado, pretty much holds every record in Colorado Rockies history. But my question is to you, and I want to pose this, and I'm going to actually, this is going to be a theme for my show, is to ask you guys to respond to these little questions if I have them. Do you think Todd Helton, who played in the steroid era, quote unquote steroid era of baseball, is he a Hall of Famer? I'm not saying first ballot Hall of Famer, but with the time period he played in, and you can look at his numbers. I'll they're in the story if you want to scroll down and check out the story. I have posted up on Facebook and Twitter. Take a look at his numbers and look at his body of work. And I know he played in at Coors Field, but is he a first ballot? Is he a Hall of Fame caliber player? I say yes, because he's never been put into that quote-unquote steroid. He's never been accused of anything. He's just went across his business, and he has put up pretty impressive numbers. So that's my question for you. Is Todd Helton a Hall of Famer? I want to hear your responses to it. You can put it up on my Twitter page if you're on Twitter, at Facebook, on Facebook too. I want to hear about this, man. I want to hear what your response is to the Todd Helton retiring after 17 years in Colorado, the most respected Colorado Rocky. Really, I think, known the man. He went to one World Series, got swept by Boston in 07. Just kind of played, his game. Didn't really debate anything, stayed kind of underneath the radar for the most part. And yeah, just wanted to let you know, because not a lot of people are talking about it, and I thought it deserved to be mentioned along with all the stuff that happened this week. It just, that thought just popped in my head with the Hall of Fame, because it seems like it's such a hot button issue with people who in the quote unquote steroid era of Major League Baseball deserve to be in it, because we're always picking on the people that are, quote unquote, not gonna be put in there to it. So but I do think that I don't think he'll be. He might be. And now that I think about it, he might be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But he'll definitely. I think he'll definitely get in there. But I definitely want you guys to let me know. Do you think Todd Helton should be in the Hall of Fame? That does it for this edition of the Sports Bar. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another roundup of the hot sports topics. And as usual, if you like me on Facebook, you get daily updates. I try to update it as soon as possible, man. I like to update you with the daily news stories from around the world of sports. Also, on if you have a Twitter account, like me on Twitter. It's at Sports Bar Radio. No S after sport. Or you can just look me up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/sportsbar. So thank you very much for joining us, and I will see you next week. I'm Jordan, and I am out.